This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents I Heart Forever by Lindsay Kelk, read by Cassandra Harwood.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Angela? I looked up from a swamp of unfinished magazine pages to see my assistant loitering in the doorway. Sissy? You told me to let you know when it was 7, she replied, tossing her icy long blonde hair over her shoulder. Because you can't use a clock like normal people. It's 7 already, I said with a groan, sweeping all the pages up into a messy pile in front of my computer screen. I ran a hot hand over my forehead into my own hair. My dirty blonde, very messy, and past the help of dry shampoo hair. See how the big hand is on the 12 and the little hand is on the 7? Sissy replied slowly, pointing to the massive clock on my office wall. That means 7 o'clock. 90 minutes after you stop paying me. For anyone who might be taking notice of that kind of thing. Not HR, obviously, since they went home hours ago. Shit, I muttered. I'm going to be late. Turning off my computer, I grabbed my Marc Jacobs satchel from the new coat stand I'd bought for my office. All that was missing now was a fold-out bed and a potted plant. Then I'd never need to go home.